Vayigash Tavshin Ayin Hey, it says the following. So the pasuk says on Perek Mem Hey pasuk Chav Beis. It says Lekulam Nasan Leish Chalipos. So Yosef Atzadik, after sending them off and ready to send them back to go get Yaakov and to bring Yaakov back to Mitzrayim, he gives to all of them, each person, he gives them a pair of clothing, Chalipos Smalos, a pair of clothing. Ulebinyamin Nasan Shlosh Meos Katzav. Binyamin got 300 silver pieces, the Chamesh Chalipos Smalos, and 5 pairs of clothing. Okay, so obviously Binyamin got a lot more, 300 silver coins and 5 times the amount of clothing that the others got. So we have to ask the following. The Torah Shlema says, first of all, that these clothes were a chash of a pair of clothes. This just wasn't just a pair of clothes you could change into whenever they wanted to, but there was a point that it was chash of clothing. It was like a nice pair that they had never had before. The Midrash says that there was one for the week and one for Shabbos. That he really gave them 2 pairs of clothing, which is why it's in plural. The Akedah says that they should wear this clothing from now on instead of their old shepherd clothing. They were shepherds in the middle of nowhere in Eretz Canaan. Now they should wear chash of a clothing because they're the brothers of the king. They shouldn't be harassed wherever they go. They should have a different mode of dress wherever they go. The Sofer Tov says it was really just an undershirt. It wasn't even something chashuv. It was something a little bit different. Nonetheless, everybody seems to say that it was chashuv of a clothing except for that one medrash over there. Now, the Chizkuni says the reason why. The reason why he gave them clothing was because at the end of last week's parsha, at the end of Ayeshev, they came out and they realized that, at the end of Miketz, I'm sorry, that Binyamin had been accused of stealing the cup. And they tore their clothes, thinking that Binyamin was lost. So because they tore their clothes and Yosef caused them to tear their clothes, therefore the Maral Diskin says Yosef felt responsible for it. He was chayim bedine shamayim to pay for the shirts. I mean, if you would have gone to court, nobody would have made Yosef pay. He didn't make them tear their shirts. They tore their shirts on their own. But Yosef was the reason why they tore their shirts. He put the cup in Binyamin's sack. Therefore, they thought that Binyamin was lost. Therefore, they tore their clothing. He felt bad, so he paid for the shirt. This incidentally allows for the whole remez to be true. We'll see about it in a second. But regardless, that's the reason why he paid for it, thinking he had caused them to tear their clothes. He had to take care of it. And the Gemara Megillah Tazayin asked the following question. And this is what most of what we're going to talk about today is going to be based on. It says the following. Why in the world would Yosef show extra favoritism toward Binyamin? This is the silliest thing in the world. Why was Yosef sold down to Mitzrayim? What had happened that caused him to be sold down to Mitzrayim in the first place? So we all know, jealousy. Jealousy. Over what? What was the jealousy over?
The following war.
By doing what? What did Yaakov Avinu do? He gave him what? The ksonas pasuk. Yosef was given an extra pair of clothing that the other brothers didn't deserve to get, and the brothers were jealous of Yosef, which eventually caused him to be lost, sent down to Mitzrayim. I don't understand. So Yosef now, when he's trying to show the brothers that he loves them, he's back and everything's all good, he gives extra pairs of clothing to Binyamin? What is he, like, rubbing it in their faces? Remember what you guys did before and you sold me down in time? Let's see if you guys do it again.
That's not based on one interpretation. It could be that he was because he has guided that. That's why.
Then who is?
Because Yosef is like...
There's no question that they hated Yosef because of the Ksonas Pasim. The Pasuk points it out. There's no question they definitely were jealous of everything he had, but one of the major things was the Ksonas Pasim.
Okay,
that was the major idea.
For some reason, the show that Yosef is more than... They clearly know that Yosef is more than...
That he was.
And Yosef was the king of Egypt. They were just his brothers. So
no, in Akhenati, but don't do it again to Binyamin. Don't make them hate Binyamin. Yaakov Avinu already learned his lesson. He shouldn't have given that extra shirt over to Yosef Atzadik. That was obvious. Yaakov learned it. That's the Gemara right there. It says, Mishum Shneik, the clay milas, these Shnei Shkalim clay milas, the extra little bit of clothing that he had given over to Yosef, there was hatred of the brothers and he got sold down to Mitzrayim. Why in the world would he cause it again? So, how did he not learn the lesson? And it's clothing. It's the same thing. Why wouldn't he have learned his lesson from it? Why would he do that? That's the Gemara's question. Why wouldn't he have learned the lesson about the clothing? Giving 5 pairs. Where Binyamin Bar Yafet says, the whole thing about the clothes by Binyamin was a remez. It was a hint. What was the hint? You, Binyamin, are going to have a son. That child will be Mordecai. And Mordecai will leave Achashverosh's palace with 5 pairs of clothing. And therefore, the whole idea of giving Binyamin 5 pairs of clothing was not to make him look better than the brothers. It was a remez. It was a hint to the Binyamin what's going to be in the future by his children. That's the reason why he did it. Okay? It's referring to Mordecai at the end of the Purim story. It makes a lot of sense. But You have a bunch of questions.
What?
It's not going to fully answer the question. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's answer. So first question. The Gemara could have asked this on something that happened before. When they were sitting around the table and they were eating together at the end of last week's Parsha Miketz, Yosef gave a ton of portions of food to Binyamin. 5 portions of food to every portion of food that the other brothers got. Okay? Meaning, he treated Binyamin more favorably than he had done to the other brothers. Again, the same question could be asked. Why was he showing favoritism and showing them something that they could be jealous of him? That's a silly thing to do. He knew what it was like to have jealousy, so why would it be? Why didn't the Gemara ask it over there when it was over there? So the answer is obvious to that. Says the Megid Yosef, there's no issue of jealousy when a random person goes up to one of your brothers and gives your brother something. Okay? One of your brothers. Okay, maybe he liked your brother's looks better than he liked yours. It's possible that that's the reason why. There's no jealousy when it comes to that. But when you finally know who this is, oh, it's Yosef. It's one of our brothers. And we're brothers with one another. And he's showing more favoritism to one brother than the other. That's when people get jealous. That's the reason why it was only mentioned over here and not before.
The youngest brother. I mean, after Yosef, now that they come to see Yosef, and it's 22 years later.
Yeah.
When they've seen the sorrows that they caused their father and the pain and all that stuff. I mean, it seems that, especially with Yehuda, it seems that they're like very, very much, they very much care about Binyamin. And like, you see, Binyamin like gets back to gifts. Would it bother the older brother in the way, you know, maybe they would like be happy to see him?
I know, bothered them by Yosef.
Different.
That's what we're asking. That's what we're asking them. Again, we already have the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asks it. Okay, why didn't the Gemara say it before? We have an answer to that question. Now let's go into another part of the Gemara over there. Rav Wolfson says, why is the hint going to help? I understand, he's still giving 5 pairs of clothing to Binyamin. Did anybody know about this hint? Did he tell them, I'm giving 5 pairs of clothing because of Mordecai? No. All the brothers saw was that he gave me 1 pair of clothing, he gave that guy 5 pairs of clothing. So they would still be jealous, wouldn't they? Why would that change? That shouldn't have been the exact same thing. So it really shouldn't have helped in the first place. Now the pshat is like this, and it's such an obvious idea. Did Mordecai want to wear the 5 pairs of clothing when he went out of Ahasuerus' palace? Listen, the more big of a rabbi you get, the more you couldn't care less about certain things. And the honest truth is that when you become a bigger rabbi, the clothes don't mean a thing to you. It really doesn't mean anything. I mean, go to the big rabbanim that live nowadays. You think they care what they're wearing or what they're not wearing? As long as it's a clean pair of clothing and it looks nice in front of other people, what does he care? Why would it matter whatsoever? The shvatim had grown. The shvatim grew out of it. They could care less. And the reason why we're bringing up Mordecai is not because of Mordecai per se. In other words, hey, look, Binyamin, you're going to have a child in the future who's going to be so cautious he's going to wear 5 pairs of clothing. Mordecai walked out of the palace and he only wore these clothes because the king wanted him to. The people looked at Mordecai and they were impressed, but Mordecai himself couldn't care less. He didn't want to wear the clothing, he only wore it. Yes, something like Nei HaMelech, the Labush Malchus. He wore it because the king wanted him to wear it. That's the only reason. He was not affected by the exteriors at all. And that's what the Shvatim were as well. The point the Gemara is trying to make is the following. The Gemara says, wait, weren't they jealous of the 5 pairs of clothing? No, they weren't. The Shvatim grew out of it. Same way Mordecai couldn't care less what kind of clothes he wore, so did the Shvatim. Outgrew the issue of clothing. They couldn't care less about it anymore. And that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Not that it's a remez that Mordecai will wear 5 pairs of clothing per se, says Revulsion, but that the brothers no longer cared about the clothing that somebody was wearing that they weren't able to have. That didn't matter. Meaning, they had gotten over the Ksonas Possum completely. And if the Ksonas Possum was given to Yosef now, they couldn't care less. That was something that didn't matter. And that's what was so important at this point. Why was that so important? Think for a second. Yosef became king over all Mitzrayim, right? Why? Because he was a brilliant man and he knew how to translate the dreams and everything was all good. Don't you think the brothers could have also become rich and famous? They went down to Mitzrayim. They're all brilliant. They're all good looking. They're all strong. They all could have been great kings and princes in Egypt. What did Yosef do with them? He threw them into Goshen. And he said, go to Goshen. Don't go anywhere near the palace. They don't want you getting involved, intermingling with the Egyptians. And it worked. For 210 years while the Jews were down there, they had no shaykhus to the Egyptians whatsoever. They stayed in Goshen in their ghetto. And they kept to themselves. The people who left Goshen were killed at some point in the time because they treated themselves as Egyptians. They died at some point during the Makos. But the ones who stayed in Goshen, they were unaffected by everything. Said Yosef HaTzadik, you're going to have to trust me on this one, guys. Don't get involved in the clothing of Mitzrayim. Don't be jealous. Even if there are some Jews that are going to be rich and famous by getting involved in the kingdom, that's not for you. Stay in Goshen. Stay where you are, and that's that. And that's what they have to learn from all this. They have to figure it out from all this. This is what they have to do. That's the idea of what Reb Wolfson was saying. Now, there's a remez over here, and it's a tremendous remez. The Megid Yosef says, what's the purpose of right now bringing up Mordechai? It's simple, says Megid Yosef. The Shvatim wondered how it was possible Yosef's going to remain a tzaddik while being king of Mitzrayim. Is that really possible? No way. There's no way Yosef is going to remain a tzaddik while being the king of Mitzrayim. They had their doubts. You know what Yosef told them? He said there's going to be another guy. This man's kid, Binyamin's kid, who's going to be a main tzaddik, he's going to be a tzaddik in a palace. He's going to live by Achashverosh, he's going to be fine. He's going to be a massive tzaddik there. Mordechai was known as Mordechai a tzaddik. Yosef was known as Yosef a tzaddik. The same way that Mordechai was a big tzaddik in a palace, I'm able to be a big tzaddik in the palace. So that's the pshat. He gave the clothing to Binyamin to show the Shvatim that he was able to remain a tzaddik as he was when he was in the palace, unlike them.
They don't know what Mordechai was.
I'm sorry?
Mordechai was.
They knew that in the future, said Yosef, I'm showing you that in the future there will be a guy from this man's kids, from Binyamin's kids, who eventually will live in a palace and will be able to do it.
What is this? So, you know, what is the need of Tzadik? You said Yosef is Tzadik, Mordechai is Tzadik.
Stay away from Arias.
How does Shimon
Tzadik have a like that? Not exactly. Shimon Tzadik was known that for a different reason, because Alexander the Great called him Shimon Tzadik. Simeon the Just, it really should have been, as in he was a righteous person, but not in the same way. Tzadik is always used when we're dealing with Tanakh figures. They're used in a way that it refers to them staying away from Arias. Noach Ish Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik, Pinchas, the Gematria of Hatzadik, and so too when it comes to seemingly Mordechai. That Mordechai Tzadik would have been something different. But that's Megid Yosef. And now we can understand the Gra. Do you know what the five pairs of clothing were that Mordechai wore? The Gemara said, the Pusuk says it was purple and whatever it was and all that stuff. The Gra says the five pairs of clothing that Mordechai wore while he was in the palace of Achashverosh were the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the straps of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the Tefillin Shel Yad, the blue of his tzitzis, and the white of his tzitzis. Those are the five pairs of clothing that he wore. And it makes sense. He remained a tzaddik even when he was by the palace, Mordechai. And that's the craziest thing about the remez. That's the remez that they were seeing by Mordechai. This is the idea of what it was. Now the Marsha explains the question of the Gemaras just a little bit. And it explains the following. Yaakov giving Yosef the Ksonis Pasen was not like Yosef giving the extra clothes to Binyamin. Let's think for a second. By Yaakov Vinu, is there any difference between Yosef and the other brothers? No difference. They were all his sons, right? All 12 were his sons. So giving Yosef the Ksonis Pasen over the other brothers will cause jealousy. But was there a difference between Yosef and Binyamin's relationship from the other brothers? Of course there was. Why? Yosef and Binyamin were from Rachel Imenu, and all the others were maybe the same father, but they weren't the same mother. So there clearly was a similarity between Yosef and Binyamin. Why would the brothers be jealous? Again, 100%. That's aside from the fact that it wasn't involved in the sale. You think that there wouldn't be any jealousy here. How could there be jealousy? What did he do wrong? Yosef, what would there be? So the Marshal asks, what in the world is the problem? The pshat is, it wasn't about the clothes that really was the issue. It's that he gave too much. If, let's say, I'm Yosef Atzadik, and I give Reuben one pair of clothing, and Binyamin two pairs of clothing, then obviously it's because Binyamin is my full brother, and that makes sense. But he gave Binyamin five pairs of clothing. That's like overdoing it a little bit. Going ahead and giving $1 to one guy, and then, just think about it in a mishulach type of way. There are five mishulachim that are lined up in front of you, right? You give $1, $1, $1, $1, and then $5 to the fifth one. Even if you're closer to that guy, it still looks embarrassing when you're doing it in front of everybody. He's standing there in front of all the shvatim and giving him four extra pairs of clothing, which is way more than enough. And that's the reason why it was a big question. Victor Miller says like this, the reason why Yosef did it was on purpose. He wanted to continue testing the brothers to discover if they still bore any animosity to what had happened before with Yosef Atzadik. He's doing this on purpose. He wanted to test them, yeah.
Why would you want to test them if you knew everything was from Shemayim in the end, and it had to be this way in order for things to unravel, to unfold? Who is he to test themselves?
Beautiful. The party's Yosef. answers. The reason why you have to do such a thing is that this is the way the Rambam says a person does tshuva. To put you in that situation, that place, that person, that thing, and whatever it is. This is the youngest son being shown favoritism right in front of your face. What are you going to do? And when the Shvatim felt nothing, then they did full tshuva. They were Bali tshuva gemura. Now, Yosef HaTzadik was at fault for doing this. And there was something wrong. He wasn't afraid of Litnei Iver because he held over B'nai Noach. That's not going to be a big issue, and there's no Litnei Iver by non-Jews. But nonetheless, Yosef HaTzadik was at fault for putting them in a position that they possibly could have failed.
Oh, something like that.
What?
Yeah, because they were Jews. If they hold it out, Rabino's the first Jew.
Parenthetical. Okay. It's a famous sefer, the Parshas Drachim, that has a famous machlokas. Yosef and the Shvatim always argued if they had the status of Jews or non-Jews. The Shvatim always held they had the status of Jews, and Yosef always held they had the status of non-Jews. And because Yosef held they had the status of non-Jews, says the Parshas Drachim, certain laws didn't apply to them. For example, one thing did apply to them. There's a halacha regarding if you sheft an animal, it's mitar chases, if it's still shaking. Are you allowed to eat from it, or are you not allowed to eat from it? Jews are allowed to eat from it. Okay? But non-Jews are not allowed to eat from it. They can't eat from it until it stops moving. You should just know, when you shuck an animal, by the way, as a side note, the animal moves for quite a bit. You've maybe seen from kaparos, you've seen chickens. Chickens will walk around with their head cut off for quite a bit. I've seen a turkey for 30 minutes after it was shucked and still being able to walk around.
Those packs already in the saran wrap and the foam thing, still twitching.
That's absolutely disgusting. Yeah, I wouldn't buy that. That's a real cow.
By the time you get to the front of the slab where it's all butchered down, you'll see it already prepackaged, and the parts are still moving.
That's absolutely disgusting. This is why we don't allow pita anywhere. This is the reason why. This is exactly it. But it is true. That's happened. Now, halacha. Non-Jews are not allowed to eat it while it's still mitzar chesed. They can't eat Abram and Achai. Jews can. So one of the issues of Abram and Achai, where Yosef was going to the Shvatim, he said, you're B'nai Noach. You can't eat this. It's still shaking after the Shechita. They said, no, we're Jews. That was one of the machlokas between them.
Yosef held that he's a Jew?
Yosef held that every one of them were not Jews. They were B'nai Noach, including him himself.
And Yaakov.
Everyone, until Matan Torah. That's the Parshas Drachim. Huh?
Who did Yaakov hold?
I don't know, we didn't ask him. This is the famous Parshas Drachim. That's the
idea. Yaakov had all those Noachs, and Yosef
had Yaakov. Yeah, Yaakov something.
How can you have 613 mitzvahs?
The Teshuvah so much that they felt nothing, or that they felt the same judgment?
They felt nothing. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what the chiluk is. Maybe it's that they felt jealousy, but they were able to overcome it. I think it's that they never felt a single bit of jealousy. I would think that makes more sense to me, but I don't know which one it is. But the fact is, he gave them a chance to do tshuva. They did tshuva. Now, Rav Yaakov Emden, the Gra and the Maratzkis all say that the five pairs of clothing he gave to Binyamin were equal in value to the one pair of clothing that he gave to each of the brothers. Meaning, each of the brothers got, let's just say, I'm making this up, a $500 suit. He gave Binyamin five $100 suits. The point wasn't to make them jealous. The whole point of the number five was to hint to the five pairs of clothing that Binyamin's child Mordecai would eventually have. You get it? In other words, they're all getting $500 worth of merchandise. There should be no jealousy. The only issue was the five. That was the issue.
When you said the children, we gave each one $1 and then one $5, I said, I don't think that's going to make such a big deal. If you gave somebody each controls $1,000 and you gave one of them $5,000.
Okay, but either way.
So that does make a difference in life.
Agreed. But the point behind these answers is that there is no difference in the number. The Torah Tamima says it may be hinted to by the word Khalifos. If you notice, by the Shvatim, the word Khalifos is with above. It was an extra special pair of clothing, a very chosh of a pair of clothing. By Binyamin, Khalifos is written without above, meaning it was a little bit shvach. Five shvach pairs of clothing, which were equal to the one hush of a pair of clothing that he gave to each of the Shvatim. That's the idea behind it. That's the idea of what you could say. The Ibn Ezra seems to say a very similar answer. Each pair of clothing was not exactly like the other. They might have been different sizes, different whatever, because all the Shvatim may have been different sizes. But there were at least two given to them, and they were chashuv. Sounds like he's trying to say they were equal to what Binyamin had. He's trying to answer the question, why was there no jealousy over here? As a side note, the Gan Rava says a little bit differently regarding Khalifos with above and Khalifos without above. He says the following. he says, well, I guess we can go into that a little bit later, but it could be that Binyamin had five shirts of equal length. And when you're missing of those, it means they're equal to one another. For example, Shnei Luchos Habris. Do you know how you spell Luchos in the Torah? Lamed Ches Sof. Why are there no vavs there? Because the luchos were equal to one another. When there's no vav, it means they're equal to one another. When there is a vav, it means they're a little bit different. So the chalifos by the shvatim had a vav because they're all different from one another. The chalifos by Binyamin were all the same because there was no vav. That's the idea behind it. Now the marshal asked another question, and here's the bigger question. This really, it's just a pillow that the Gemara doesn't get this. What did the Gemara say? They should have been jealous because Binyamin got five pairs of clothing, while all the shvatim got one pair of clothing. But Binyamin also got 300 shekel kesef. Why weren't they jealous of that? Shouldn't that make you jealous? Forget about the five pairs of clothing for a second. Binyamin got 300 shekel kesef. He got cash. Cash money. Great answer. Give me a second on that one. You should just know that's one of the answers of the Gera Rebbe. Okay, but nonetheless, 300 shekel kesef should have made them jealous. Why didn't the Gemara even ask that? Now the Marsha already has an answer. The Marsha that we said before already has an answer. They understood that Binyamin deserved a bit extra. They understood Binyamin was his full brother. They got that. They allowed Binyamin to get something. The money they didn't worry about. It's the clothes that was so strange and striking. Five pairs for one pair is just not similar to one another. That's what they were jealous of. But the money, they understood. He's the brother, the full brother. He deserves to get a little bit extra. That they allowed. The clothing was what got them. But the Sefer Kemotzei Shalom Rav brings two great answers in the Gera Rebbe's. So here's what it was. The Beis Yisrael, let's start by the way. The first Gera Rebbe was the Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim had something like 17 children. None of them made it. All 17 children passed away. Okay, at the end of the day, he was left with one grandson. And that was it. That grandson was the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was the second Gera Rebbe, grandson of the Chiddush HaRim. Sfas Emes had the Imre Emes as his son. The Imre Emes had five sons. All five sons eventually became Rebbes from the Imre, from the Beis Yisrael all the way down to the Pnei Menachem. Okay, they were all there. So here's the story. The Beis Yisrael once brought his son into the office. Okay, I don't know which son this is, but the Beis Yisrael brought his son into his office, and he wanted to give him a sum of money to give anonymously to a certain yeshiva. He wanted to donate it to a certain yeshiva, but he wanted to give it anonymously, not say anything whatsoever. He told his son to put the money in his shirt pocket, like, you know, that little pocket you get right over there? He said, put your money in the shirt pocket. Okay, that's what he said. And he told him, when he said that, he smiled a little bit, and he said, you know, I was once learning with my father, the Imre Emes, the third Gera Rebbe. I was learning with him, and he brought up the question of the Marsha. The Marshal's question of why weren't they jealous of the 300 shekel kesef? And he answered that it's possible that the money was his late gift for Binyamin's wedding. Pretty good, right? Binyamin named every single one of his children after the fact that Yosef wasn't zocha to see his wedding. Each one of them, Mubim, Hupim, remember he wasn't at my chuppah, etc. Every single one of them was about Yosef Atzadik being lost, not being able to be there for his wedding. So Yosef Atzadik, when he saw Binyamin for the very first time, gave him a wedding gift. 300 shekel kesef. Might be an Indian to give $300 to a chassan, just for that reason. But 300 shekel kesef. It was his late wedding gift, says the Imre Emes. That's why he gave him the money, and that's why the brothers weren't jealous. They weren't jealous because Yosef was at all of their weddings. The only wedding that Yosef wasn't at was Binyamin's. Isn't that a great shot? Crazy shot. The way I know, by the way, that he was at all their weddings. How old was Yosef when he was sold? Anybody remember?
18?
No. Just a bit younger. 17. All of his brothers were older than him, which means all of his brothers were over 18. And Misama ben Yudches L'chukah, which means all of them got married at 18, right? All of them would have been there. So he was at every single one of the weddings, except for one, except for Binyamin. So because of that, he gave a late wedding gift over to Binyamin. That was that. The Beis Yisrael says, you know, now that you put the money in my pocket, I have another answer. The money they weren't jealous of because they never knew about it. Hanani, this is your answer. They never knew about it. They never knew. How? Because he put the money in the pocket of one of the shirts. And when he gave those five shirts over to Binyamin, in the pocket of one of the shirts was 300 shekel kesef. So he gave them 300 shekel kesef. But the brothers didn't see that. The only thing the brothers saw was the five shirts. So what were they jealous of? the five shirts, not the 300 shekel kesef. What an answer. That's what the Beis Yisrael said. The Abraham says, for sure that's pshat. For sure that's pshat. That's the third answer that's given. Another reason they weren't jealous about the money. The Ben Yishai says, because the Shvatim had an issue. It wasn't about the value of the clothing. They could care less about the value of the Ksonis Pasim. That wasn't their issue. Their issue was that clearly the honor was being given to Yosef when they felt somebody else deserved the honor. Maybe Yehuda, maybe Reuben, somebody else deserved that honor. Not Yosef. So now over here, it should be there's another bit of honor. The money issue was never the issue. The fact that there was cash being given, that wasn't the issue. It was the honor involved. Getting five pairs of clothing is a mix-up of honor. And that's what they were jealous of, he says. He says they were jealous of that point. Yes?
Clothing is also something visible that others can see. The money in the pocket.
As opposed to the money. Right. And that's for sure. If the money was in the pocket, there's no question. That would have been the easiest answer there. Now I'm giving you guys a little bit of math. Are you ready for a little bit of math? Most of you have been to college, so then you'll be okay with it. It's not going to be the worst thing in the world, okay? This is from the Chizkuni, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Rokeach, and the Rosh. Okay? Why do you give them 300 shekel kesef? So listen to this. When they sold Yosef, they sold him as a slave down in Mitzrayim, correct? Okay. If someone sells a slave, your own slave, to a non-Jew. Now, the halacha is your slave is an Eved Kenani, normally, right? An Eved Kenani, right, has to do mitzvos. If you sell that Eved to a non-Jew, we fine you that you have to buy that slave back for up to 10 times his actual value. You hear me? So meaning, you sell a slave to a non-Jew, and Sanhedrin, but Beis Din finds out about it, Beis Din goes to the guy and says, go buy that slave back. And if they're now charging 10 times the original value that you sold them for, you have to buy him back for 10 times that original value, because while he's with you, he's chayav to keep mitzvos. When he's with a non-Jew, he doesn't have to keep mitzvos. So buy him back so he'll be able to do mitzvos. That's the idea behind it. How much is the normal value of a slave? Anybody know? What happens if an ox gores a slave? What do you owe? Ox gores a slave, you gotta pay 30 shekel kesef. 10 times the amount of that slave would be 300 shekel kesef. That's how you have the 300 shekel kesef. Now here's the pshat. Yosef looked at each one of the brothers and he said, you sold me as a slave for 30 shekel kesef and you have to buy me back up to 10 times the price. Meaning, you should be paying 300 shekel kesef to get your Eved back. Each one of you should pay 300 shekel kesef to get your Eved back. I'm not going to charge you. Keep the money. None of them have to pay. But that means, since all 10 brothers who were involved in the sale, even Reuben, even though he wasn't directly there, but he's still involved in the sale, all of them got 300 shekel kesef that was given to them. Therefore, he took another 300 shekel kesef, gave it to Binyamin, and said, since I gave them a gift, I'll give you a gift of 300 shekel kesef as well. And thus, they couldn't be jealous of the 300 shekel kesef. They themselves got their own 300 shekel kesef back. There was nothing that they were embarrassed about. There was nothing that they should have been jealous of. That's the idea behind it. Chassam Sofer says the same answer, but he says a little bit differently. You can check it out yourself, but that's there. The Chidah says the 300 shekel kesef is a different thing. 300 equals Yetzer. You know why I did that for Binyamin? You know there's only one thing that we know about Binyamin? Really one thing. We know nothing about Binyamin HaTzadik. You know how many words he says in the Torah? If your guess is zero, you'd be 100% correct. There's not one word that we see from Binyamin throughout the entire Torah. But the Gemara of Baba Basra, the Tes Zayin of Abay, says that Binyamin was one of four people who never sinned. Never had a chait in his lifetime. Do you know the other three?
Yishai.
You're good. Amram. You're missing one other. Dovid HaMelech's son. Kilov. Kilov. Yishai, Kilov, Amram, and Binyamin at Tzadik. Never had. Chanukah Leo sinned. We don't know anything about them. But Tommy Minhagim, Likutim, and Simon Bays. You check that out. But regardless, those are the four that never sinned. So he gave him 300 shekel kesef. 300 is the gematria of Yetzer. Because Binyamin died without a sin. And this hinted to his Mila over all the other brothers that the brothers should be jealous of. He wants them to be jealous of. This is good jealousy. You should want to be like Binyamin, said Yosef to the brothers. So why weren't the brothers jealous? See, the brothers would have a bad jealousy maybe with the clothing. But this is good jealousy. I want you to be like Binyamin and have 300 shekel kesef, not have a Yetzer Hara. Kesef is a gematria of eights, because he didn't die because of the Eitz HaDas. Yosef, I should say the opposite way. He only died because of the Eitz HaDas. Binyamin and Tzadik shouldn't have died. He only died because the Eitz HaDas was eaten by Azim HaRishon, and everybody has to die. A little bit further over here, 300 could refer to Mordechai. That's from the Lekach Tov brought by the Torah Shlema. We're going to end with this. There's a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, another math board. Come on, you did the first one, right? Wasn't bad, right? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the following. Each pair of clothing was worth 300 shekel kesef. Got it? Each pair of clothing. We're not going with the grah. The five pairs were each 300 shekel kesef. We're not going to deal with that right now. Each brother got 300 shekel kesef altogether. Okay, that's 300 sela. 300 sela altogether. Yuma, that Lama Dalit Mabez says, in the morning, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, the morning of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would wear pelusin. What was pelusin? It was Egyptian clothing that was worth 12 mana. Egyptian clothing worth 12 mana. Let's go quickly, ready? A mana is 25 sela. So 12 mana, 12 times 25. 300. You got it? A mana, right, is 12, again, it's 25 sela. 12 mana is 300 sela. So the chashuv clothing of Egypt is worth how much? 300 shekel kesef. So each pair of clothing that he gave, the Kohen Gadol clothing that he gave to each brother was worth 300 shekel kesef. Everything was right there. So in the end, everyone got an equal amount. There were five pairs of clothing given to Binyamin as a remez. That was for Mordechai. Don't worry about those five pairs. Each brother got a pair of clothing, and Binyamin, instead of getting a sixth pair of clothing, what did he have? 300 shekel kesef. He got it in cold cash. He got it in just cold cash. Okay? That's the pshat. So let's go further. Yaakov was then sent 10 donkey loads. What were the donkey loads filled with? Do you know what the donkeys were filled with?
Not dry food.
Wagons. The wagons. But what was in the wagons? He had donkey loads. 12. He had 10 donkey loads of what? Of wine. Yayin Yashan. Old wine. Oh, that's a strange thing to give. How much wine is Yaakov going to drink before he moves down to Mitzrayim? I mean, he's going to have like one crazy party. And then, well, what's the pshat in sending him 10 wagons filled with Yayin Yashin? Now, here's the pshat. You ready? A donkey load is a lesech. Got it? A lesech. What is a lesech? A lesech is half a kor. Half of a kor. So therefore, 10 donkey loads would be 5 kor. That shouldn't be that hard. Okay, again, a donkey load is a lesech, half a kor. So 10 donkey loads is 5 kor. Okay, how much is a kor? A kor is 30 saw. So if there are 5 kor, and a kor is 30 saw, 5 times 30 is 150 saw. So again, you have 150 saw all together in 10 donkey loads, 150 saw. How much is a saw? A saw is 6 kav, and a kav is 4 lug. So quickly, 150 times 24 is all together 3,600 lug. You with me still? Still good? Still got it? 3,600 lug. At the end of the first parak of Pesachim, it says a lug of wine costs 1 sela. You got it? 1 lug of wine equals 1 sela. So 3,600 lug costs how much?
3,600
sela. So we have all together 3,600 lug of wine, which is altogether 3,600 selas, which happens to be the amount of the shirts that he gave them. Let's look for a second, right? He gave the brothers 300 shekel kesef shirts altogether. That's 11 brothers altogether. He also brought one shirt for Yaakov Avinu. That's 12 shirts, 300 each. 12 times 300 is? Take a guess. If you're guessing, 3,600. 3,600 sela. The pshat is, he gave the amount of wine, the value of 3,600, which would be exactly the amount of the shirts that he gave them as well. Why is 3,600 so chashuv? Why would that be so important? The halacha is, you cannot leave Eretz Yisrael until a certain amount of flour, a flour is worth a sela. two sa'as of flowers with the sa'al. That's a large amount of money. He was trying to hint to them, if you do the cheshbon, it works out well, right? That he was trying to hint to them, this is why you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The famine is so great, this is the value of wine, of the shirts. It's hinting to how much the bread is at the time. And because of that, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, using a chidah, that's why you should leave Mitzrayim and you should come to me in Mitzrayim. You should leave Eretz Yisrael and come to me in Mitzrayim, because I'll take care of you. The prices are high enough for you to be able to leave. So I'm sorry about the math. I don't normally do the math. But altogether, now we just answered a bunch of questions. Altogether, what we answered was the following. First of all, what was the point in sending them clothing in the first place? Number two, what was the point in sending a hint about Binyamin Tzadik? What was he doing over there? Then we said, what's going on with the 300 shekel kesef, and why weren't they jealous of that? And we gave 9 answers as to why they wouldn't have been jealous of those 300 shekel kesef. And finally, we give a little bit of a cheshbon that he sent the 300 shekel kesef 12 times over to hint to Yaakov that it's time to leave and come down to Mitzrayim. And that was the hint of the Ayin Yashan. That's what he wanted to hint to him, that it was time for you to go ahead and leave. We'll stop with that, guys. Have a good Shabbos.